Good evening, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Last week, we were talking about your partner cheated on you, and what do you do now? Well, it got a lot of talk, and so tonight, we'll be doing Your Partner Cheated on You, Part 2. So if you would like to call in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Okay, so here we are once again. Your Partner Cheated on You, Part 2. It got so much.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind.
We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Okay, we're going to start the show. We're really going to start the show. So we're doing the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Okay, I'm just waiting. Okay, thinking about your partner cheated on you, part two. We did part one, which was very popular, so now we're doing part two. And it's estimated that 30 to 60% of all married people in the United States cheat on their spouses. And this number is even higher for people who are dating. This means that if you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, statistically, they're more likely to cheat on you than they are to stay faithful. So we're hoping that that's not really the case. But statistics say they're more likely to cheat on you than they are to stay faithful if you're not married. So cheaters always get very protective over their phones and who can have access to them. They have phone locks, frequent private phone calls from a quote-unquote relative they need to step away for, or change passwords. All signs that they're hiding something. There are also some cheaters who use online dating apps like Tinder and OkCupid or one of the many other sites built for hooking up. If your partner is cheating, it's about 99% likely that they're online and chatting away on an online hookup site. So, what do you think? What do you think? Your partner cheated on you. So what do you do now? Do you stay? Do you go? Does he or she have to stay or go? Or how does that work? We're going to take a break and we'll come back and I'll let you answer that question.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
Lions Clubs International is a service or membership organization of over 1.7 million members worldwide. It was founded in 1916 in Illinois. Much of the focus of the Lions Club's work as a service club organization is to raise money for worthy causes as first responders. The Lions Club motto is "We Serve." Local Lions Club programs include sight conservation, hearing and speech conservation, diabetes awareness, youth outreach, international relations, environmental issues, and many other programs. The Lions acronym also stands for Liberty, Intelligence, Our Nation's Safety. For more information, contact us at LionsClubs.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we're talking tonight about your partner cheated on you. What are you going to do? So I'm going to introduce to you my co-host for this evening, Miss Terry from Texas. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you listen to what I was saying about the 30 to 60% of someone cheating? So
yes,
what do you think?
I heard the statistics. Well, unfortunately, it's true. And from the research that I've been doing, I find that it's, they say, between 25 to 70. So, of course, depending on which poll, there are always different numbers, but the numbers are astounding how common.
Is that percentage?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I had a lower one. I mean, a higher one, 30 to 60. Well, you went to 70,
I said 75. Mm-hmm. Or 70,
yeah. Okay.
So it just really depends on which survey or which poll you
right,
read. Everybody's
right.
Got a different opinion.
Okay, well, we're saying about the hookup apps, and it's said that these days, who isn't on an online dating app? Or one of the many other sites built for hooking up. If your partner is cheating, it's about 99% likely that they are online and chatting away on an online hookup site. Cheaters even join social websites built specifically for cheaters or people in relationships. It is typically very hard to track people down on these sites, except for some specialized research tools like TruthFinder. Oh, okay. This tool searches all the popular dating sites for you. If you have suspicion, this is the place to start. Now, my question would be, is it that serious for you? Do you have to go through all these changes if you're
now,
feeling
listen.
That your other half is cheating on you? Is that
okay,
something
so,
you like to? That sounds like that television program. What is it? They find out the person is cheating, then they bring
cheater.
The other half of the person to where they are with their other person, and then you got a mess. And it's all on TV. I don't
okay,
forget
that show
the
is
name
called
of
Cheater.
That. Okay.
Cheaters. It's that easy.
Well, that was obvious now, wasn't it?
Very easy, yes. They didn't need a think tank group for that.
Yeah, well.
But
I don't watch it.
What you're doing right now is you're speaking out of wisdom. You're speaking as a woman who has been through some things, and you're at a point in your life now where it's just easy to leave and walk away or stay, depending on how you feel. Now, I remember listening to your last episode or your last week's program where you mentioned that you took a taxi to another woman's home. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, tell me. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope my children aren't listening. But I sure did. And, you know, I told somebody, and they said, are you crazy? I had no money. She invited me and told me she would pay. And, you know, as things turned out, she did pay. She honestly did. And
okay, so that's the question that you just asked. Is it really that crucial? And at that time,
well,
so
I was a lot younger.
And that's why I say right now you're speaking out of wisdom.
I heard.
Because you're
at
a different point in your life.
I guess you're right. You're absolutely right. Because I would not. I mean, you know, young people do crazy stuff. And there's no way that I would do that now.
Right. So
no,
let me give you
way.
A little background about me.
Okay.
I believe that I'm a very rational individual, but there was a point in my life where my spouse, my first husband, I can say he drove me into a tizzy. The truth is I made the choice. And, yes, I remember you screaming at your last program, why are they always going after the women? But that's exactly where I went. And I went to her job. She was a coworker. And a coworker of his.
Of yours or his?
Of his. And I went to the job to confront her. And didn't think about the ramifications that I had small children at home and I could possibly be jailed for assault. I didn't think about it. All I thought, I was crazed, and all I could see was getting to her and trying to impress upon her the fact that she had helped my husband destroy our marriage because she knew me and I knew her husband. And it was, so there was a time when there was not any rational thinking. And I thank God for experience and wisdom.
Yes, I can recall an incident when someone called me and told me that they had a gun on their spouse. They had pulled a gun on him, so that was, you know.
If you watch these, 2020s and 60 Minutes and 48 Hours, and I think there's even one called When Women Snap or White Women Snap or something.
Oh, wow,
so
only white women snapping, huh?
Well, it's just the name of the show, but there are crimes of passion, and we put so much validation into these relationships that we cannot see ourselves beyond that relationship. And I can say one of the perpetrators of some of those ideologies can be the music that we listen to. You remember the one way back in the day, the Clean Up Woman?
Yeah.
You know, we have just, we listen to it and we sing it. It's melodic. And our Secret Lovers. Oh, my gosh, it's just so smooth, but the undertones, or actually, it's no undertones. It's out there in your face. That one, it's terrible, talking about deceiving innocent people because of selfishness. There was one I heard today called Only the Other Woman. She said something about, I'll just wait for you. And I'm thinking, do we not have more that we want for ourselves than to stand in line for someone who's already spoken for?
Well, you
and
know
we as
what?
Women
that's...
are our own worst enemies.
Yeah, I believe that. That's true. But I worked in a school building with a lot of women and a lot of men. And there was one aide there, and I'll never forget it. This guy who was the truck driver, he had come in because he brought different things for the kids every day. And he came in, so evidently she liked him, and she maneuvered and did whatever it is she did to get him, excuse me, to get him. So they started going together. But he was living with a woman. And one day, the secretary, I happened to be in the office, and the secretary called her on the intercom and told, no, called him on the intercom and told him he had a call. And she happened to be in the doorway. And the secretary knew who she was, so she and she knew what was going on, so she mentioned it to the other young lady. And she said, now, what does she want with our man? And I'll never forget that she said that. Our man. What does she want with our man? And he was living with her. So I don't know how that turned out because that was many years ago. But I know they went together for a long time. I don't know about the one that was at home. So I don't know. I don't know.
Did you just see R. Kelly on TV with Gail, and he said he lives in the house with the two women, and so Gail said, well, how is the sexual relationship?
No,
there
I don't.
There are men out there who are believing that more is better.
Well, his issue is that he likes younger women, and I don't see the fascination for a grown man to be messing around with kids. I don't see that. They had a guy on the news today that they were going to put in jail for 25 years plus, and because he had messed with a five-year-old. And he was saying, trying to say something in his behalf, he wrote the judge a letter and said that oral sex is not really sex. So, interestingly enough, I had a Sunday school student who wanted to share with me and asked me if oral sex was really having sex, because she said she was still a virgin. So, you know, it's a lot of things, but we as women, I think we're worse than men. I honestly do. In terms of everything, fighting, we are the worst. We'll do things that men won't necessarily do. Just like in the high school, one girl knifed her friend because of a guy. And I'm sure he probably didn't want either one of them after that. But you know, it's I don't know why we as women, because we will, a guy, if his friend brings a really nice looking young lady with him to the party, whatever, and his buddy's a man, you know, she's fine, where'd you find her, and you know, I need to go and get me one look just like that, and ask the lady, do you have any sisters or anything like that. But if the girls are at a party and one of the young ladies brings a guy in and he looks fairly decent, she's going to say, I want him. She wants him. She didn't say she wanted somebody that looked like him or a friend or a sibling. She said, I want him. Now, that's the difference between males and females. So sometimes we can be very, very unscrupulous. And I don't know, but like you say, hey, it's, you know, it's not that serious. But some people think it is. You know, I don't want that graveyard love. If I can't have you, can't nobody have you. That's crazy. That is really great. You got some issues. So when you know people have issues, they show you. They show you. There's that old saying, when people show you who they are, believe them. Believe them. If they act all crazy, believe them. They are. And if you can't run fast enough, you better put some wheels on. So I don't know, but my listeners, all you have to do is press the one. And we're talking about your partner cheated on you. So this is part two, because part one was so popular, we had to bring it back. And you're listening to the Jenny White Show. And we'll be right back.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
It shouldn't be as hard to find a graphic designer with great customer skills. Over 20 years of experience at an affordable price. Accent On Design by Luz offers you personable service with great attention to detail. Find me on Facebook at Accent On Design by Luz. Email aodbyluz@gmail.com or call 267-753-5936. If you can imagine it, I can help you create it.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White. Okay, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight we're doing part two on your partner cheated on you. What are you gonna do? And I see I have a caller here that would like to ask a question or make a comment. Caller, you're here with Jenny White on the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.
Hello.
Would you? Yes, I'm here.
This is from Detroit. And I have come to the conclusion as far as the cheating is required because one partner will not satisfy the other partner, and it works vice versa. So they go out and cheat to find someone that's going to do what the other one wouldn't do for them.
Do you think that's it?
That's pretty much it. There's a lot of lesson dog in men. But if you decided to get married and then you realize this partner's not going to give you the fulfillment that you had expected, then you go out and look elsewhere. But you've already made the vows, so you stick into the marriage.
What do you think about that? What do you think if you had a husband and you found out he was cheating, would you stay with him and try to work it out, or would you leave or ask him to leave? What would you do?
Well, let's say I've been put in that position to the point that I got fed up finally and filed for a divorce because it was something I wasn't about to do. So he can go ahead and have all the women he wanted, but this one he would not have anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, I like your attitude, young lady. So what do you think, Terry?
Oh, no, she's very right. In fact, in the past, divorce carried all the shame. Now, choosing to stay when you can leave is the new shame. You had the one lady from last week who said that her family thought she was crazy because she continued to stay in the relationship, but they didn't know that she was strategically planning her exit.
Right.
And so staying now is the new shame.
Yeah. Well, mine was surprised when I went ahead and I'm filing for a divorce. And they didn't want that to happen. And as it turned out,
he tried to talk you out of it?
Oh, yeah. And
okay.
I told him it was too late. I'd have made up my mind. I'd rather not have anybody than somebody that's going to bring me home. At that time, AIDS was very prevalent, and I wasn't about to get caught up in it. So I figured he can go right here, catch it, deal with it, but not me.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I think one of the callers last week mentioned that some men are on the DL, you know, they're on the down low. They're having relations with other men. So that is kind of scary.
Well, you have to stop and think about how was their upbringing? What brought them into choosing men? Who violated them as a child for them to go into that?
Yeah, I think maybe that's probably what happened. I'm not sure. Some people say they're born like that. I don't know. But I appreciate your call.
Well, I enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. I really do. And thank you for calling. Okay.
Well.
And that's just one thing I want to add to the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
She says that someone's missing something. At the heart of every affair, you'll often find a longing or a yearning for an emotional connection, for novelty, for freedom, for autonomy, for sexual intensity, or just a wish to recapture lost parts of ourselves or an attempt to bring back vitality in the face of loss and tragedy. So there are a myriad of reasons that we cheat, but existentially there is a longing.
Well, I think even so, we make the choice. We can either stay or we can go. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you make it, you simplified it, but I mean, that's the truth. What are you going to do with the information that you have? It's kind of like following an algorithm. When you're dealing with, let's just say, medicine, you come up on a person, are they breathing or are they not? If they're breathing, you look for other things. If they're not breathing, you breathe for them. Okay, so now, what about their pulse? Are they pulsing? Well, if they're not pulsing, then you do CPR. But if they are, let's look for other things. So it's just like following an algorithm. But sometimes an affair, well, every time, it's always going to redefine the relationship. So what are we doing now, again, with the information? Is it going to make it worse where we have to separate, or is this now going to be the catalyst to bring in conversation and dialogue and honesty and transparency? And now can we make
this
better?
Yeah, but you have to get over the hurt first.
Oh, you do.
You got to get over the hurt before all of that stuff comes in. Because I know it's going to be some hurt feelings there. I have another caller who would like to say something. Caller, you're on the line with Jenny White. And talking about
Hi.
Your partner cheated on you. Hey, how you doing? Richard?
Good. This is, yes, how you doing?
I'm right. Fine.
I said the show was so popular you had to do a part two, huh?
Hello. We had to do two. Oh, my gosh. Hello.
Yes, they're still here. You got a fan over here.
I see.
Hi, Mommy.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, so. Just wanted to make a comment on the show.
Hey,
and,
baby.
Just an anonymous baby. Anonymous baby, okay.
Yeah, I'm Papa's baby.
Yeah, you Papa's baby, okay. Yeah, just, you know, wanted to comment and say that.
Hey, Pop.
Hey. Just say that, you know, I think that, you know, people cheat for various reasons, you know, and, you know, there's no excuses for cheating. I think that, you know, people, if they, you know, are unhappy in a relationship, should be able to communicate that with their partner, but not all people do. You know,
that's
some
true.
People cheat cause,
that's true.
Some people cheat because they're greedy, you know, and they want to have the cake and eat it too.
That's
you
true.
Know, and so, you know, I've heard the saying, you know, in order to have a whole man, you need about three of them. You know, so.
I never heard
you know,
that
one. One for the finance, one for the romance, and, you know, I guess, you know, another one
just
to cause. I don't know.
Yeah. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, sometimes people cheat because they have low self-esteem or they're lacking within
That's
themselves.
True.
And
That's
they
true.
Need somebody to give them a, like the commercial said, a quicker picker-up. And some people, you know, just go from person to person trying to get that feeling. It's
like drugs.
You know, it could be a drug. You know, always
you get that,
chasing that.
Yeah, that first high you got.
Yeah, but
you'll
you know,
never get it.
Yeah, I guess if you know you a person and you know you ain't about nothing, you know you might, you know, mess around with somebody until they thought you ain't about nothing, and then at that point it's like, okay, you starting to be like the person at home. You know, it's time to move on. It's time to move on.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of times that you know that can cause someone to get hurt too. That can really cause somebody to get hurt.
Oh yeah, I mean it's just, you know, like I say, cheating is never a good thing unless it's agreed upon. You know, there are polygamous relationships. There are people, you know, that
I know.
You know, that there are people that you know mess around, and they got to understand in their relationship. Sometimes, you know, one person can't perform anymore. You know, maybe a person has erectile dysfunction, you know, based on the illness. And, you know, the wife
say,
I'm too young to deal with this. Live to have a sexless marriage for the next 50 years.
Well, you're right about that. I guess that's a real sign for a divorce. Or cheating.
Well, I mean, yeah, you might have a, you know, great relationship, except, you know, the person isn't able to perform and, you know, the person is still has that desire. But outside of that, you know, the relationship is fine. So, you know, do they not, have sex relations anymore and just live their life like that, or do they buy? They take matters into their own hands and come home smiling.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they come home smiling or not. I have another caller. Let's get her in and see what she has to say. Caller, you're on with Jenny White.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Okay, you know, I heard something that it was interesting. Now, it's not so much that couples cheat. They agree to cheat with other couples. Have you heard that?
Yes.
To romanticize maybe your husband will have your friend's wife and you'll have her husband and stuff. This swapping that's going on among couples now. They say to keep it interesting.
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, well, I will.
But you know, there is a billionaire. He and his wife had a guy and his wife. They were friends. And now the billionaire is getting a divorce. Well, he probably has it already. And he was going with his friend's wife. Now, that's a true story. I think it's B-E-Z-O-S, Bezos. Is that right, Richard?
Bezos. Is he the Amazon guy?
You talking about the owner of Amazon?
Yes, with all the money.
Well, I mean, you got money, you got options, so, you know.
You got options if you don't have money.
Yeah, that's true. You can be broke with options. It's true.
That's right. They may not be the same kind of options, but you got some options.
Yeah, Rolls Royce options and Ford Fusion options.
That's not a good. That's not a good example. So, yes, Miss Lucy, they have been swapping for the longest. I don't know. I don't understand that. Most men don't want another man.
But you know what?
Yeah,
me,
but most men don't want anybody touching their wives. Most men, I see it.
Okay, so
Terry?
There is a couple that I know that has that arrangement where they will add a third person to spice things up, and it's usually another female. They probably will never do a male-male female. So it's usually another female, but they have clear-cut parameters. These are the things that can be done. These are the things that cannot be done. There is no penetration on the husband's end, but there couldn't be fellatio from the extra person. So it's interesting when they broke it down to me and kind of explained how the whole process works. And
they're proud of it?
Portray how I felt. Oh, that's what they do.
Oh, okay.
So there's no shame, and this is what it is. So it's not my lifestyle, but I am one that will, you know, listen if you need an ear and try not to judge. But, my face kind of betrays me. It's just not my type. But
That's real interesting that there can be one woman. Well, there can't be another man, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Not another. Oh yeah. Well, that's no fair. That's no fair. Let's even this thing out. Because sometimes, you know, I can understand, but when you have another female in your bed with your husband. Hey, a lot of no, I don't agree with that one.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
you know if you're going to even it up. Anyway, go ahead, Lucy.
Yeah, but you know what? It seems like we have taken something as intimate and personal, like
yeah.
the relationship between a husband and wife. And we've made it just on the physical level, when it's really not. I think it's more than, it's supposed to be more than that. I heard of couples that for years had no intimate, you know, no sexual relationship, but still was very much in love with each other and satisfied.
Yeah, I
very
believe
much
that can
love,
happen.
Very much, you know, and
yeah.
be creative with the relationship that they have, and it's more
right.
closer, more intimate than just on the physical. We have emphasized so much the physicalness that it comes out to be nothing at all. So therefore, the hunger is still there, and you start to explore. I remember my daughter one time called me up. She was staying with this guy, and she called me up. That was the wrong person to call. Crying in the phone, she says, "Mama, if you give 100%, aren't they supposed to give 100%?" And so we were talking about it, and so I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "As far as the house and all this and the clothes and all this." She said, "I try and I try." And so I told her, I said, "It sounds like what you're trying to do is have a marital commitment in a relationship that's no commitment at all." You know, she said, "Mama, no, people don't talk about marriage like that no more." I said, "But that's what you want in this relationship, where people are committed to each other, you know, come hell or high water, so to speak. And it's
right.
not happening. And you're giving and giving more and receiving nothing." I said, "Women are basically receivers. We're not supposed to be so much on the giving, but we're doing the giving more so. It seems like more so now than anything else. But women are, we're supposed to be the receiver. The man gets the, what I can understand, they get their by the giving part of it, and therefore responding, you know, making the relationship respond, you know. That's what I was trying to tell her. I said, "But, Mama, people don't talk about no marriage no more." I said, "But what you want is, to me, if you'll find it in a more relaxed marital atmosphere than if you just girlfriend and boyfriend or just living together." And I was telling her that. But they put it more on such a physical level that when you can't physically perform, then there's no relationship. And,
right.
you know, most of the time, look at what we have. We have a very high rate of prostate cancer and all of this stuff. You know, where people are not able to, then that means that the relationship is over. The relationship shouldn't be that, you know, that just loose where there's nothing else left. And you're out on the prowl. And usually when you're out on the prowl, you're going to bother somebody else's husband or somebody else's person, you know, all of this. When is it coming to? So that's what I just wanted to make that comment.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think you're right. I think you're right.
It's too much on the physical, you know.
Yes, absolutely, and it has gone crazy too.
What did you say?
Contrary to what people believe, affairs are less about sex and more about desire. You know, desires for attention, desire to feel special, desire to feel important. So people are trying to get those needs met.
Yeah, I think sex is probably after product.
What'd you say, Richard?
What did you say?
I think sometimes sex is just the affect of the desire, like, you know, the other caller said.
Yeah, could be. Could be, but it's gotten rampant though. But
yeah.
You were saying that your daughter said that nobody thinks about being married anymore. And that's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate. Everybody would
yeah.
rather live with somebody so that when they get tired, they are no strings
yeah.
attached, and
they can just put
their little T-shirt in their bag and their pair of pants and tennis shoes and just go ahead on about their business. But it's not even about that. I knew a young lady who was going with this guy. Well, I knew her mom, and her mom had told me about them. But they had gone together for years. They never lived together. But he got sick. He had cancer. And she was sitting with him in the hospital, and her mother, his mom, had been out of town. And when she got there to the hospital, she put her out of the room.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that can happen because there was no paper or anything between them. She put her out of the hospital room and would not allow her to come back and see the young man before he passed away. Because she, I guess she didn't like the girl from jump. But what he had done, and I'm sure mom didn't know that, he had taken out a life insurance for her in case anything happened to him. So I think he cared a lot about her because of what he did, because he did pass away. But see, you know, these young people think that, oh, you know, nobody want to get married. But that piece of paper means a lot. It means a whole lot. When you stand in front of that preacher and he signs that sheet, so if something happens, you can't be put out. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, this, we have to try to get with these young people and to let them understand, you know, all that running around, that, you know. But when you're
you
young,
come to the end
you
of,
do, yeah, you do
yeah.
crazy things. Like I was reminded earlier in the show. So, but you know, things happen, and you have to deal with it. It depends on whether your marriage is from God, or you just saw somebody and I want him, and therefore, you know, whatever. I don't know. But
well,
it's unfortunate that most Christians. Half of Christian marriages end up in divorce.
Even if it's getting higher than the world average.
Yes. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Is that not crazy? The Christians. So, I don't know.
It's like we're accepting the world standard in the church, and it shouldn't be that way. It's the world standard. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of worldly people in the church, which is okay because, you know, churches are hospitals. We're
That's
people
true.
Come
that
in
is true,
to,
yeah.
to
get well.
Yeah, get well. So that's why they're there. But I think churches have lost their influence. They've
it
lost
is,
their
in that
influence.
Area. You would be surprised as to how many church people on their second marriage or they started out living together before they got married. They call
yes.
it, you know. And a lot of times when it's based on the physical, like that, you don't really get to know that person.
Right.
But it's something about
right.
when you say I do and put it down on the paper, everything hangs out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And so you have to make up your mind if you're going to adjust to that type of person. Everything, you know, so you're going to have to know each other.
Well, the young people say they want to, well, I want to try it out before I get married. Oh, my gosh.
But then it seems like for a lot of relationships I've seen, it hurts the relationship. It's really painful to hurt the relationship after they get married.
That's what I've noticed, that people that live together for quite some time and then ended up getting married, they end up getting divorced.
Yeah, that is true.
That's crazy. Nah. How can that be? You live with them for 5 or 6 years, and now, you know, you're married to them, and you can't stand them?
Uh-huh. There's something about that thing that makes you relax more. You want to, I thought, how come I didn't see this before? You're still playing house. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Dean White. Thanks
well, thank
very much.
Thank you for calling in and adding to the conversation. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, any comments before we go to break? Go ahead.
About the, we talked about someone being in the hospital and being ill. And I just wanted to make the comment that death and mortality often live in the shadow of an affair. So sometimes if we have a parent that dies, we start thinking about our mortality. Or maybe we had a friend that was gone too soon, or even a bad report from a doctor. Sometimes those things can make us formulate the thought that this is my life. Is this all it is? And then we strive be happier. We think we're happier somewhere else. But if we cultivate the type of relationship that we have with that illicit affair, because the psychologists that I have been researching said that the common thread with all of the people that she had spoken with was that they feel alive. The affair makes them feel that. And recounting what my ex-husband told me, he said it was the thrill of the forbidden fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that need to I guess, redefine who we are.
It's because it's a secret. It's a secret. You know, secrets are from the pit of hell. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Secrets are not good. They are not good. I don't care who's keeping them. But the devil likes secrets. He loves them. And right now, I'm going to take a break. And we will be coming back. But right now, we're listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
This is Terry from Texas, and I love listening to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.
57 South is a user experience design and development shop located in Philadelphia. We have over 12 years of experience in the visual communication field with a long list of satisfied customers. We provide innovative solutions for existing and emerging platforms. Got a plan? Let our team of talented professionals help bring it to life. You can reach us at 215-701-3934. You can visit our website, www.57south.com. We look forward to kickstarting your next project. Thank you. Have a great day.
We'll be right back after these messages.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Tonight we're talking about your partner cheated on you. So what do you do now? Do you stay? Do you go? Does he stay? Does he go? What do you do when your partner cheats? In reading, I see they said cheaters might be good at covering their tracks, but everything a person does online leaves a digital trail that can't always be covered up. This site searches thousands of websites, such as social media platforms and online dating sites, to give you a better picture of what your boyfriend or girlfriend is really doing online when they think that you aren't listening. So a lot of times they go to the gym, grooming, nicer clothes. Who are they trying to impress all of a sudden? If you're looking for something, that might be something that you might want to be interested in. And if they're less interested in physical or emotional intimacy, less sex, less intimate conversations, if your partner feels checked out along with any of the signs above, it is very likely there could be another person that they are being intimate with. One final factor that is a huge indicator of cheating: have they cheated before? If they've cheated in the past, they are much more likely to cheat again. So it's up to you whether you stay, go, you know. I don't know, but what do you think if you have a friend of yours who saw your significant other somewhere else with someone else? How do you think you would feel if they told you?
Personally, would want to know. I think that we would make the best decision. Yes, when we have all the information, we can make informed decisions. If my husband, my first husband, had ever asked me, "Hey, I'm thinking about cheating. you good with that?" I would have let him know then that that was not okay, and then I would have made my decisions. But for him to make a unilateral decision about my marriage, or our marriage, my life, I think that that was unfair. So I really believe that having the information allows people to make an informed decision whether to go or to stay. As long as I have information, that's my choice. But if you make the choice for me, that is not fair.
Well, I think you're taking all the fun out of cheating, you know, if you're letting your partner know. And giving them a choice, it ain't no fun, you know, because they might choose to leave you, you know, and if you don't want them to leave you, then you cheat.
No. It's never okay for you to do those things. If you want to cheat, then you know what? Here's your freedom. You may be free
to
do whatever you need to do.
They may not want to be free.
That's true.
They want their cake and eat it too. I don't want to be free. I just saw a fine young tender thing, and I just want to get to know her. And after I get to know her, you know, you go back home and keep moving. You know.
Now, Richard,
you got to go home and tell your wife, you know what? Or your husband, you know. I just met this fine stud.
You know, Richard, I appreciate your candor. But if you need to go out and meet fine studs or studettes, take these boxes of rocks and kick them.
Well, you know, unless you got steel-toed shoes, that's not going to come out too. That ain't going to work out too well. So, like I say, you know, not many people are going to be. If they come home and, you know, let you know that they just cheated, they ready to get out the relationship. They really don't care.
Yeah,
and
true.
I mean, that may be fine for the person.
No. That's not always true. And let me tell you why. My ex-husband had gone to war. He was in the military. And he went to Iraq and was in a war zone. Evidently, he thought he may not come back. Confession is good for the soul. Yada, yada, yada. I got a phone call. And I was informed of a few affairs at that time that had transpired. But he was trying to relieve his soul, absolve himself of all the guilt, so that if he were to meet his maker, he'd feel like he was
trying to go to heaven.
Yeah. So In relationships, once you get to the point where you think someone else can better serve your desires, then you have already crossed a fine line, because betrayal in a relationship comes in many forms. So there are many ways that we can betray our partners, you know, with contempt, with neglect, with indifference, with violence. So sexual betrayal is only one way to hurt our partner. There's so much more to it. And there's a quote from Mother Teresa, and it says, "We think sometimes that poverty is only being hungry, naked, and homeless. The poverty of being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for is the greatest poverty, and we must start in our own homes to remedy this type of poverty."
Well, Mother Teresa. All right. I didn't know she was going to be on the show tonight.
Yeah, but, you know, I agree. There are different, you know, ways that a person can cheat on their spouse in a relationship without it just being sexual. You know, like you say, a person could, you know, cheat on their spouse by working too much, you know, not being home enough, you know, neglecting.
That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah, neglecting their desires. And it doesn't have to be another woman or another man. It could just be, you know, they're not providing what that person, you know, requires.
Well, it all begins with a conversation, okay? You got to have a conversation. You got to talk to your partner. But back to my original question I had asked, Terry, if you had a friend, and you said you would want to know if your friend saw your husband out there gallivanting around somebody else. But if you decided to stay, you know that your friend knows.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you live with that? Do you still stay friends, or... Because she
it's
might say,
choice.
"Girl, you still with him? You should have left," and this, that, and the other. They always say everybody has a.
Listen, when I left my first husband, I had a church friend, because we were all in the church. So he was ordained to preach. You know, us church folks. And
yeah.
When I told her that
that's
I had finally
a good
decided
topic.
To leave.
That's a good, yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
So when I told her I had decided to leave my husband, she guilted me into staying and praying. God hates divorce, the whole nine. And she kind of backed away from our friendship because I decided to leave my husband. Well, it wasn't just one incident that made me decide, like a Tiger Woods wife. She was like, "Hey, you did what? I'm out." And so, you know, and then you've got the Hillary Clintons who, you know, "Hey, we are a partner in this. This is a business. So we're here, we're in it."
So you've got the spectrum, but I had finally gotten sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the adulterous affairs makes the person that was cheated on feel devalued, dehumanized, unwanted, unworthy. It can send you down that spiral. What is it in me? Did I fail? Was I not giving everything that I could? So you go through those things where you blame yourself. So you have to decide when you're tired. And when I was, I walked away. And it wasn't easy, but I had a support system. You know, my mom opened her arms to me and said, sure. Sure, you and the little chocolate chips, y'all, come on. And it made a difference because that was one of the lowest points of my life. And I just wanted to stay in the bed. It hurt to breathe. It was like they say a sheet of paper has a front side and a back side. That's what a marriage is like. And when you separate that marriage, you pull that paper apart. And sometimes you'll pull some of the front with the back and sometimes the back with the front, but it'll never be a clean break. So there are always pieces and remnants on each other that's left. And it was so difficult to try to show strength in front of my children and strength in front of my parent and strength in front of my friends and even strength when I looked in the mirror. And like I said, when it started hurting to breathe in and out, I just wanted to crawl and die because I did not know who I was without my marriage because I had been married for 10 years. And now I had these little children, two children, that I used to have four arms to take care of. Now I only have two arms to take care of these little children. And it was just so hurtful. But God...
That's true. That's
true. And there
is
newness in death. There is newness in death. So when we think we cannot go on, when we think that we have reached as high as we can go, just know if you can look up, you can get up. God is there in your darkest hour. And the teacher is silent during the test. So when
I got
angry with God and told him how I felt from the bottom of my heart because my marriage did not stay intact, he still held me when I cried. He still held me when I turned my back because I was so angry with him. But God is faithful and just, and he waited for me to come back like the prodigal, and he welcomed me home. So I thank God for who I am now because my experiences have made me whole in God because I had no one to depend on in my darkest moment but his love, and he made everything else happen for me. Like I said, my support was there. My new job was there. My home was there. But we get to a point where we don't think that we can do it. But if we do what we can, God will do what we can. So I want to thank you, Jenny White, for letting me share a little bit of my story. And thank you for enlightening us with all the topics that you choose to expound upon. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I appreciate you this evening for being a co-host. And I'm assuming those were your closing comments.
Yes.
And I would like to ask Richard, did he have a closing comment?
I'd just like to say that was a very moving testimony in regards to your own personal experience that you went through with your marriage. And, you know, everybody, you know, that gets married doesn't stay married. And sometimes...
That's true.
You know, it's the blessing in it is you know, either the lessons that are learned or the, you know, the children that are produced in it, you know, and so it's just good when the story, we can become, you know, better people after that. And, you know, like the saying goes, you know, if it doesn't kill you, you know, it can only make you stronger. So it seems like it made you stronger, and I'm sure that you're able to help other people with your story. So great
right.
show, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
as well. I appreciate you for calling. I appreciate my listeners that don't say anything, but they listen regularly, and I appreciate them as well. I have one thing that I would like to leave with you guys, and it's this. She remembered who she was, and the game changed. So with that, I'd like to say have a good evening, have a great weekend, and good night. This has been the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show.